The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
You're tuned in to Oilers Nation every day with Tyler Yaremchuk, live every weekday on the Nation Network YouTube.
Back-to-back wins on home ice, and no one cares about it because Liam met Devin's score. Let's get into it with the lead. A lot of people in this room today. Welcome into Oilers Nation every day, coming to you live from the Sports Closet studio. Sportscloset.ca is where you can check them out. Bag Milk and I, we're going to get matching Nuge jerseys before the playoffs. I think that's the plan. Home blue.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to get too. Yeah. We'll really be matching them.
Yeah, we'll be matching.
It'd be really nice. Maybe we should wear them when we go to Drake in August.
Potentially.
Right?
Potentially.
See?
Bag Milk's here because it's a Friday. Liam's here because he's here every day. Nick Alberga's here from Leafs Nation and Daily Faceoff in town for the big party tomorrow.
Yeah, in town to get my Jack Campbell Oilers jersey too.
From the sports closet.
They would get it signed too.
Why not?
You might as well just go ask for his. He's not playing tomorrow.
Well, that's a good start. Here we go.
That's a good point. That is a good point. We will not be talking very much Jack Campbell today. But Nick, your first time in Edmonton.
It is. So happy to be here for the anniversary party coming up tomorrow and to watch the Oilers hopefully beat the Seattle Kraken. Want to see that, right?
First impression of the city. You said, the first thing you said to me, you're like, great weather. Because actually yes, the weather turned like right nice. In time.
Because the perception we get out in Ontario, maybe it's a lucky day, lucky week, but it's damn cold. Mm-hmm. And so I show up, it's pretty much the same temperature as I left in Toronto this morning. So you can't beat that, Tyler.
Yeah, and it's going to stay this way, I think. Good. I'm pulling up the weather right now. It's going to get a little warmer weekend. Today, and it's going to be a warm weekend. Yeah, oh my God, it's going to be 3 degrees in a couple
three
hours.
3 degrees.
Tarps optional.
I brought my Speedo.
When I was putting pants on this morning, I did rummage through some shorts, and I thought, what's the weather?
It's close.
It was -1.
Let me ask you a question then. So what's the optimum temperature to wear shorts?
I'd probably wear them at like +5, to be okay. Honest.
I had the roof open on the Alpha today.
Yeah.
Wow. Spicy boy.
Yeah. Felt good. Wind in my hair. Loved it.
Not bad.
1,000 mm-hmm. miles by Vanessa Carlton playing her.
What else am I going to play?
We are live on the Nation Network YouTube where our pal Chris Walkling was the first comment today. He said, amazing dub last night. Now, only if Seattle and LA can start losing a little bit more. I think that is a very good point. But beggars can't be choosers. We did get a loss from the Vegas Golden Knights last night. And the most important part of all of this, flash up the game recap, AB. It's a 4-1 win mm-hmm. for the Edmonton Oilers. I won't use the word dominate because that game was tight for the most part. But I also felt like there wasn't a moment in that hockey game where I was really in doubt when it came to the Edmonton Oilers. Like, again, the score was tight. But Dallas wasn't getting a lot of dangerous chances in that hockey game. Stuart Skinner played well. I love that you're just chaotic during the show.
Let's do it.
Shooting a Snapchat.
I'm happy to be here.
Why not?
I want to go live on Instagram, Ty.
It's a Friday. We're nice and loose. But like Stuart Skinner played good. He didn't have to make a ton of like crazy saves though in that hockey game. I just felt like that was a really well-rounded Oilers victory.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone was just rooting for that shutout, wasn't it? Until it was far too late.
I know.
It was too bad. But yeah, Stuart Skinner stopped the pucks he needed to, besides one, I suppose. But overall, like, just a pretty lockdown effort by the Oilers to what limit? 26 shots, I think Dallas had. And they never really felt threatening. which is big for this team.
Yeah. Bad line change led up to that goal that annoyed me.
I had had a couple at that point, so I wasn't really looking at the benches to kind of check out what was going on. I just saw Wyatt Johnson score.
I'm a man of the details, Liam.
Well, describe it to me.
Bad line change. Guys got off. Their replacements on too late. Dallas entered the zone of speed. Back of the net.
I actually interviewed Wyatt Johnston once.
The draft show.
He's a track and field star.
Really? What events?
Long distance.
Ah.
Is that track and field? Or is that just long distance?
Yeah.
That's track and
field, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
You could run long.
You could run it on track if you want.
Very good guy.
The game was exciting. We'll talk about everything that happened on the ice and our three big things in a second. But the biggest story, it dominated Twitter yesterday. Liam got to meet Devin Shore. We had to clean up the image or some of the images, the ones that show the below the belt area.
Wow.
But Liam, this moment, take us through everything leading up to it as well. This is my favorite picture. I might make it my screensaver. How excited were you?
Beaming.
So basically, so funny. The Germans are obviously in town and I got there was a couple extra tickets and I got a text being like from Jay being like, the Germans have requested that you join us at the game tonight. So I had like an idea that this might happen because Lars brought it up at the office.
Yeah.
But I wasn't 100% sure. And then like, as the game went on, like it didn't seem like it was going to happen. And then Lars messaged Devin Shore again being like, hey man, like, are we still doing this? And he replied like instantly.
Like after the game?
Oh yeah. And was like, yep, we're in. So we went down to behind the bench area and there he was. Devin Score came out and the Germans started chanting his name. It was amazing. And he was the nicest man in the world. And
Lars like him, actually,
yeah. Lars like told him why he liked him so much. And I think he appreciated it. And I asked him how the number change went down. And he said, Ken Holland called him and was like, hey, we got Matthias Ekholm, like longtime veteran in the league. Like, do you mind changing numbers? And Devin Shore said, I don't care as long as I have a number in the NHL.
That's so, probably a good mindset.
Tumble.
Fair enough.
So he's just happy to be here. And one of them.
You didn't request the Rolly? Come on.
I would have asked for 99.
True, nobody's down. Worn that in a while.
Imagine.
Troll job. Where's 98 for your
Oh, how dare you?
Who's yes to play? Oh, yeah. I heard of it.
But this is great. I also, there was a photo Kennedy had of you fixing your hair before. Like
I was doing it on my phone. I didn't know what to do. I've never been that nervous to like meet somebody before. It was really weird. It was weird. I just knew it was something I never expected to happen.
I like that the chat picked up on the blur in the one image there. I mean, listen, it's a family-friendly show. We got to keep it that way.
There is a video of the Germans chanting his name that I think was on Twitter last night, if we can find
the beginning part. I thought was the funniest part because you could see like humble and modest he is when he's walking up and they were chanting his name, that little chant. He's like all shy. He's like all flustered. It's like, you're in the National League, bud. Like
it was... It was awesome. It was so fun.
I couldn't have been like when I saw those photos last night as I was at home doing my thing. And then when I saw those pop up, I couldn't have been happier for you because you looked, there's just a joie de vivre on your face. That is just, you're beaming. You're elated. I love it. I'm looking at producer Aaron's computer here and I can't get enough of these photos.
It was funny how happy people were for me to meet Devin Shore.
And the chat's happy for you right now too.
Are they? Yeah. Good guy, sure.
It's kind there of you like go. Your version of Nuge in a way. Like when the pregnancy announcement came out earlier this week, people thought I was the one that was having the Nuge baby in some cases. So I was pumped for you, pal. That was
surrogate. Like,
yes.
Oh, here it is. Do we have volume on that?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I would chant it, maybe, but it's they did way better job.
Oh, this is them chanting it outside.
Oh yeah, cool. They took it around the city. They're actually saying on Monday's game they're going to try and start this chant in the arena.
There was a really good MVP chant last night in
there
the
bar. Hey,
that you can hear it clear on TV. Yeah. Like clear as day.
We haven't had it very much this year. I remember the first time he won it, you'd get a lot of MVP chants throughout the year because I felt like as a fan base, we were trying to will McDavid to that Hart Trophy. Hard topic change right now as well. But I feel like this year we all just kind of
seamless.
Know. Yeah. We all just kind of know he's getting it, right?
Is it going to be unanimous though?
It no, should be.
It won't be.
Are you kidding me?
Joe Haggerty's going to vote for Pastrnak or something like that.
Well, that could happen. You're right. Because Boston loves their play. But there's nobody even in the ballpark, right?
Like, no,
this is a guy from Toronto saying this, you know?
Yeah. Like, there is a debate for who's going to come second and third. And like, that's about it. Like, that's the only intriguing part of this. He's going to be sitting there at the NHL Awards in Nashville with the Hart, the Lindsay, the Rocket,
and Art Ross.
And the Art Ross. And maybe if we're lucky, a little bit more hardware in that photo. But that
big old ring coming in October.
Oh, that would be nice. Mm. That would be nice. But he's going to sit there like minimum four awards this season at the end of the year. It's crazy. It's absolutely bananas. And last night, Connor McDavid found the back of the net for his 57th. And Jay and I made the executive decision. We are squad betting McDavid Hattie for the party tomorrow.
All right.
I'm in. All right. If that's what we got to do to manifest, then fine.
He'll hit 60. We're going to will it into existence.
Don't tempt me with a good time, Tyler.
I know.
How about the Matthias Janmark revenge game yesterday?
Let's get into it with our three big things brought to you by AMA Travel. They make our nation vacation solid. They can do the same thing for your summer vacations as well. The Germans are here on like the ultimate nation vacation for AMA Travel. So they can help you out. They do great work. Number one, doing great work. Yes, Liam, Matthias Janmark in the Matthias Janmark revenge game. When we look back on his career as an Oiler, tonight will be the night we remember as the Janmark game.
Uh-huh.
Is that too intense for you?
The interesting thing about him is five of his seven goals this year have come against his former clubs.
Really?
You got one against Vegas.
You got one against Vegas. Yeah, now he's got four against Dallas.
Right at the start of the game, he came on the ice and I was sat next to Jay and I said, shit, Matthias Janmark revenge game.
Yeah.
And then he scored the show.
Do you guys know who runs the revenge game account at NHL Revenge?
Is it you?
It is me.
Really?
Wow. I am.
Who's your favorite revenge game guy?
There's so many. Like, as you like, I always ask players when I talk to them, I'm like, dude, you have to get up for your former team. And they always say, like, yeah, I'm fired up. I'm good to go. Like, it's just like one of those things that always, like, from a betting point of view, too, you guys capitalize this all the time, right? Like, if a guy's playing their former team, like if Ekholm's playing Nashville, you're jumping on an anytime goal, right? Like, I don't know. It just seems to pay out quite a bit. And I just love that sort of narrative. Even guys who played like seven games for a team, like the other night, Dennis Malgin was in town. Like, he almost scored a couple of times. Galchenyuk was there. Like, that's where you find the value, I think, in betting, boys.
The chicken revenge game was something too.
Mm-hmm. In here, like we were talking about his revenge game against the Oilers because they didn't get
anything's
it.
Revenge, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes. There's no limit.
Big revenge. Narratives. But the depth of this team, steering it back to the game last night, was really solid. Like, even that first goal, it was Warren Fogle, 12th of the year. Warren Fogle has flipped a switch. Like, this guy has not played a bad hockey game now in over a month. And before, it was sporadic where you'd get a game, a full 60-minute stretch where you're like, damn, Warren Fogle's moving tonight. No, he's moving every night. He's forechecking, and he's getting really quality minutes, too. He scores that goal. Nugent Bouchard pick up the apples on it. So I know Draisaitl was kind of involved in it. He made that first pass back to the point. But again, like, a guy who's not one of the, in air quotes, big guns in Warren Fogle got the scoring started, and then Janmark picks up two more. Again, I know it's the McDavid effort that starts that Janmark goal, but other guys are getting
the Vinny clear first.
The Vinny clear off the goal line, unbelievable. I thought the depth of this team was great last night, and I talked about how you know, there wasn't really a point where I felt like Dallas was taking over that hockey game. And I think a big reason why is because the Oilers had all 11 forwards kind of really doing their part and keeping things pushed in the right direction.
I think one thing to show that where the depth is at right now is, yes, the Oilers play 11-7, and that is very obvious, obviously. But it's not 6-5 now, it's 5-6. Like, the bottom guys rotate through the top guys rather than the top guys rotate through the bottom guys. Mm-hmm. Just to show, I guess, the level of trust now that Jay Woodcroft has in the depth guys. And yeah, they've shown up for a while. That fourth line has been good with Ryan and Shaw. McLeod has been decent, and he got hurt, I guess. Didn't play last night. And Nick Bjugstad, been a great addition.
Long Derek Ryan.
Long Derek Ryan doing his thing.
Real long.
Yeah.
I was looking at the numbers. Like, he is the low event king. There was only 5 shots when he was on the ice last night.
It was kind of like a meh deal when it came in, but like,
I like him.
First impression's been solid. Bjugstad, he does like things quietly steady every game he's played so far.
You know what's interesting to me, and I do think Edmonton's got a legitimate shot here in the Western Conference specifically. Evander Kane, like, if he can get cooking again the way he played last year, I know he missed significant time. Like, that's scary to come back from an injury like that. I just like the depth of this team, right? Like, you just mentioned some of the bottom six guys, but like the guys they have up front now with Hyman, the season he had, RNH, your boy. And then obviously the two big boys, like, there's so much to go around. And to me, from the outside looking in, that's been the perspective of this Edmonton team, the depth scoring, but it's finally here.
Yeah. You know?
Our boy NHL said last night, Tyler.
Oh, love him.
Since January, the Oilers have 2 forwards in the top 10 in 5-on-5 goals per 60. One is Connor McDavid. The other is Warren Fogle.
Hell yeah.
My guy's as hot as he is handsome right now.
Absolutely. I was also taking a peek at like the goals per 60 on the season as a whole. And a guy like Derek Ryan is close to a goal every 60 minutes. He's on the ice right now. Like, he's having a solid year and has been remarkably consistent for this hockey club. So the depth of this team gets the number one big thing. Number two, it's the big man between the pipes. Stuart Skinner, again, wasn't tested in a lot of, he didn't have to stand on his head, I guess is what I'm trying to say here, but he goes 3-for-3 when the Oilers were on the PK, a big part of their PK going 3-for-3, stops 21-of-22 at even strength as well, 962 save percentage. There was that one, I don't know if you want to call it a blip against the Maple Leafs because he kind of got hung out to dry, but again, we've been hammering this for a while.
You got lit up.
Yeah. He is their number one goalie. They are going to treat him that way for the rest of the season. Him being at the level he was last night is so important for this team as they roll into the playoffs. And I like the last night he showed he can, you know, have a solid game against an elite team. He was good against Boston a week ago too. 929 save percentage in that one. Like, this dude is, he's there. He can be a number one goalie.
Yeah. I mean, he's been proving it now for a while. The other goaltender in town hasn't been pulling his weight like he should be. And it's been a lot of the weight has been put on a rookie goaltender, and he's shown up more often than not for this team. And yeah, I think he's fantastic, and he's the future of the crease here in Edmonton. Yeah.
2.6 mil for 3 more years.
All-star.
That is solid.
The only saving grace right now is that our goaltending as a duo is, I mean, it's Jack Campbell at 5-on-5 is no bueno, but like, at least those two in aggregate,
7.6 mil for those two. Not
crazy.
Bad. Yeah. Just pretend they're flipped. Who's here?
Beer.
Oh, we got beer.
Hey, is it green?
For later. Oh, no. For later. All right. You totally threw up my train of thought with that beer announcement. Anyways, third big thing, just the fact that the penalty kill went 3-for-3. It's been awful all season. Just flat out terrible. It very well could cost them come playoff time, but we have seen under Jay Woodcroft the penalty kill be way better than this. So I'm keeping an eye on it down the stretch here in the final 15-ish games, just dropping them right in.
Let's get hammered.
It looks like a variety of flavors.
I like this. We've got a sample pack here. Ooh,
oh, I'm a cider guy. I am that's a Moe cider guy right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big Moe cider.
Tyler's staring at them longingly.
I know. Really good.
Hey, who
I like that you're still rocking that Voss bottle from the airport last Friday.
Yeah. I mean, the thing says it expires in 2024, so I think I can reuse it.
He left his dignity in Toronto too. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trust me.
It works. It's a nice water bottle. I'm a big fan. I get a good wide mouth water bottle. That's
who do you guys fear in the first round in terms of opponents?
The LA Kings.
LA's playing really good hockey right now, and it's annoying. So if they're like on the answer for me, honestly, is no one. But if I have to pick one, it's probably LA.
Yeah.
8-1-1 in their last 10. I just think about last year and them bringing bringing the Oilers to seven games with no Doughty and no Arvidsson and Jonathan Quick in net.
And I know got, he, now they
he
got
was good in the wins, but like he was bad in the losses.
Fiala's there. Korpisalo's 3-0 in his first three starts.
Good too.
They're healthy. They got Gavrikov on the blue line, which makes them a little bit more difficult to play against. Like some of those young guys you think of maybe taking a step forward as well. A guy like Gabe Vilardi has had really, really good stretches this year. The LA Kings are definitely who scares me, and it's extra concerning because that's who's looking like the most likely first round matchup for this team here. So I think the Kings in round one is a scary thought if you're an Oilers fan, but I will still stand by. They don't have the high end skill to compete with the Oilers. And I know a lot of people generally tend to think, oh, come playoff time, it's not that high end skill that'll separate you. But the Oilers proved last year that it can absolutely be the case. Evander Kane averaged pretty much a goal a game. McDavid and Drysdale set the world on fire. Their power play was still able to win them hockey games in the playoffs. The other thing we forget, that series went seven games, but Leon Draisaitl was on one leg. Darnell Nurse's hip was all messed up. Like there were also
no Viking. Come on.
No Matthias Ekholm.
Thank you.
Mike Smith had a couple of stinkers in there as well. You're hoping to, I know shutout in game seven kind of erases all of that, but like Stuart Skinner's capable of being more consistent than Smith was. The Kings scare me, but I still think like if you were an odds maker, Nick, who would you have as the favorite in that series?
Well, it depends who the home team is.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Game one and two where that is, but it has to be Edmonton. Considering what they did last year, number one and number two, who they have on their roster, I don't know how it's not Edmonton. Do you guys agree?
I think so. I think the line would be close, but I think I would give the Oilers the edge, even if they weren't the home team in that one. The dream for the Oilers would be that you play Seattle in round one. I think that's the best. Like I think they're a little fraudulent. I don't think their goaltending is good. That. They don't have high end skill. Their forward depth, they basically roll out 3 second lines, which I guess is fine, but I don't think that'll work against the Edmonton Oilers. Their leading scorer is Vince Dunn. I am not scared about facing a team whose leading scorer is Vince Dunn.
Handsome as hell, though. Have you seen him?
Good looking dude. Good looking dude.
Gotta be a factor.
I love the break. That was good. Yeah.
But Seattle would be the team that scares me the least in the playoff picture right now.
Out of all eight teams?
Yeah. Like Winnipeg with Hellebuck would still worry me.
But they got nothing to lose, though. That scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, but I think every team has that element of desperation come playoff time. Yeah.
I don't think they care what they do. They're just happy to be there, which is tough if you're Edmonton because you got to win the cup.
Yeah, Edmonton's got more pressure on them. I look at some of these teams like, okay, Calgary wouldn't really worry me. Nashville, Saros, right? So you're nervous about that. Like goaltending can just flip this thing on its head. Winnipeg, Hellebuck, that scares me.
Ottinger
in Dallas scares me. You know, Korpisalo maybe doesn't quite scare me enough, but we've seen him. Think back to the bubble year when he was like outstanding in the playoffs.
Even both wins that Columbus got over the Oilers this year, Korpisalo was a huge part
it's
of those.
Like 920 save percentages, and the Oilers are throwing 50 pucks at him if they can.
I worked that game where Korpisalo made like 85 saves. Yeah.
That was nuts.
I'm like, what is happening right now? And I'm watching a hockey game for like 6 hours, and this guy's just stopping shot after shot. I'm like, is this Jonas Korpisalo I'm watching? But here we are.
I remember that day I went golfing, and I was like, oh man, like I'm going to miss the entire hockey game. I did my full round of golf, sat down in the clubhouse, and still watched like a period and a half of that overtime. That's crazy. OT game. That was nuts. Let's see what the chat's saying here about this one. Egan says Seattle's strength is being able to consistently roll four lines. And again, I get it, but the Oilers' depth is also solid right now. And the high-end skill is going to be the big factor there. And like the Oilers' power play being much better as well. Maynard says home ice isn't super important for the Oilers. I don't think it's as big of a factor as some people make it out to be. Like everyone's always like, oh, you want game seven on home
ice? Man, we were at game seven.
Yeah.
We were at game seven and that place was electric. Yeah,
it was.
It makes a difference.
But the thing is, if game seven's on home ice, game six isn't, right? And game six is just as important as game seven because either you're fighting to stay alive or you can wrap up the series in game six. So I don't know. I think like it is a factor. I don't personally think it's as big of a factor as other things.
Unless you're Calgary, just because their home rank is a dump.
Yeah.
I think it's overblown. I don't know. Like
I'm with you.
You look like Tampa, even not to keep comparing it to like the Leafs, but they stroll in and I know that building sucks and it's so quiet. Yeah. But I just think like specifically in hockey, like home court or whatever, like home ice is not a thing. Like in the NBA, it's a lot different, right? It's so hostile. Like the crowd's on you. I think from the NHL like hockey perspective, I don't get that feel where you need to host game seven and be successful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, Lance says all games are important in the playoffs. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, like home or away, you not, want to win. That's
not game one, though. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, game one sucks.
BM disagrees.
Disagreed.
Oilers didn't win one game one last season.
Exactly.
Went to the Western Conference Finals.
That's actually a good point.
Game one was Calgary Stanley Cup, really, in that second round.
That was
remember
huge.
How nerd, like, yeah. I remember sitting down doing shows after the Oilers lost game one, like doing one with Frank, and Frank was like, listen, I said before the series, if any team could make this a short series, it's Calgary, not Edmonton. And I was like, oh, damn, we're so screwed. Boom, flip the switch.
That was sick.
It's crazy. Bob McKenzie's always been a big proponent of like momentum never carries over game to game. Right? Yeah. Every game you got to start fresh. So in that sense, yeah, like you lose game one, again, on home ice or away, it'll be a long series, but we still got some.
Who was Frank's Stanley Cup pick last year?
Last year.
Wasn't it the Winnipeg?
Yeah, last year was Winnipeg and they missed.
So you were worried that Frank said that Calgary were going to win that series after he picked the Winnipeg Jets, who missed the playoffs, mm-hmm. to win the Stanley Cup.
Listen, I trust him sometimes. I don't know.
Good guy, though.
Yeah. He breaks straights. Yeah.
Yeah, he breaks
straight. Guy.
He's a lot of breaker.
He actually just broke that. Devin Levi signing
in Buffalo. He's coming out of college.
That's going to be Sabres. Huge, by the way.
That's big. That's their goalie of the
future. That's why they traded that other kid. I forgot his name escapes you now, but they traded somebody at the deadline to the LA Kings. He's a goalie as well because Levi's coming up and he could be with UPL.
Yeah. Sabres are looking good if we're like checking out what's going on.
I don't know. Like, when's the last time they made the playoffs? Like we always have this conversation too. I've been waiting and waiting.
And I get it, but I do think they got guys now in the Eichel thing, like past them. They got guys who want to be there now. It feels like, as much as this is like a hockey buzzword, the culture there is so much better. I don't know. You talk about playing like free and loose. I feel like that's a team that like next year, they're just going to be like, pooh, let's go.
Yeah. But the thing with Buffalo, like they do this every year. They have like an amazing finish, but like you bury yourself beyond existence in the first month of the season. There's so many teams who I think are like pretenders. You know what I mean? Where they show up in the second half of the year. That's why I was like laughing over the Ottawa Senators. They called it the summer of Pierre. And it's like, where were you the first month and a half of the season? Like when there's no pressure to succeed or win, like I think it's a simple game, right? Show up in October.
Jake's in the chat says, today's a good day for a Simply Donair.
You're a Donair guy?
Will you get into it? Yeah.
Well, let's go.
What are we waiting for? Show's over.
I can see it already tomorrow after the 15th anniversary party when the game's over. We all roll into a Donair spot. I can already see it happen. Clear as day.
When I was driving to the rink last night, there was a fresh slice, what the store was called, and I had pizza and Donair.
I know you're a man that loves a fresh slice. When we were in Vegas in January, Liam would just disappear and he would show up with a piece of pizza randomly all the time.
I had two of the game last night.
Oh, boy.
You're a hungry boy. You had a big night coming, so you had to like get yourself settled.
Lather himself up.
One part of the story I forgot to mention. So I had a couple of beers at the game.
Really?
What was the BPP?
What was the what?
What was the BPP?
Beers per period?
Yeah.
Two.
Wow, two. You were rocking a two last night.
Two, that's an impressive number.
Yeah, so right before I went down to meet Devin Score, I stopped at the bar and it was just people like cashing out. They weren't working and I said, can I please have a cup of water? And the lady was like, yes, one moment, please. And she got me a cup of water and I just slammed the cup. I was like, okay, I'm ready.
Sober up.
Proud of you.
It was special. My girlfriend was like, why do you never look at me like that?
I saw her. Yeah, thank God. That was so funny.
Well, what can you do?
It's a Friday, so that's why BM is here. Nick's special guest. It's all for our friends at Star Mechanical. Star Mechanical, been one of Edmonton's top new home plumbing installers for the past 20 years. Their crews, highly qualified, feature over 50 plumbers and gas fitters. If you need emergency service, they got you. 780-481-8873. If you want to find out more, starmechanical.ca is where you can find them. Circling back to the playoff picture in the West, the Winnipeg Jets are suddenly hanging on to that last playoff spot, like by a thread. What's remarkable, they're only 3 points up on the Calgary Flames now. So maybe Calgary still has an outside shot of getting into this thing. But Nashville, 4 points back with three games in hand. It is crazy to consider that the Nashville Predators, who sold off Ekholm, Niederreiter, Granlund, Janot, they actually have like a good chance of getting in here. They only have to win two of those three games in hand.
Tyson Barrie is going to will them into the playoffs.
He might.
Forsberg's hurt. Johansson's hurt.
So you think they're fake news?
Yeah, Calgary's fake news too. Like I love the barn burner guys, but every second post, like they're alive, they're alive. And they're like, you don't have a goalie, number one. Number two, like you can't score. Nazem Kadri was their fourth line center last night. Like, what are we doing here?
They did win 7-2 over the
Good
Vegas
for them.
Night,
so that was their first assault. Ever win in Vegas, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
It's been 8 years since won. Vegas
really?
Has been in the league. Yeah.
Wow.
They were like, what, 0-11 or something like that? It was crazy.
Who was a team that couldn't win in Anaheim? Remember that?
That was also Calgary.
I know.
Good setup. That's a good setup. On the other side of the playoff race, because of Calgary's win, Edmonton now 6 points back of the Vegas Golden Knights, 2 games in hand against Vegas still to go this season. And the other thing that I kind of like when we're talking about the Oilers, maybe getting into one of those top two spots in the Pacific, maybe getting into that top spot. Vegas and LA still play each other a couple of times too. So not only will Edmonton have those 4 point swing games against Vegas, but there should be a couple of nights coming up where only one of Vegas or LA, knock on wood,
just regulation wins
on either side. And that could really help the Oilers as well. So the playoff race is going to be interesting. Nothing really going on tonight in the NHL. The matchups are more or less all duds when you consider the Western Conference playoff race. But tomorrow.
Why does the NHL do this?
Yeah.
It's Friday night three of the games start at the same time.
Yep.
And the blockbuster of the night, the Anaheim Ducks versus the Columbus Blue Jackets, 8 p.m. Mountain.
The Bedard Bowl, baby.
That is a big one.
It's huge.
Like, come on. Surely you look at the schedule and be like, Anaheim probably isn't going to be great. So should we really put them at that time on a Friday?
It's actually a big Bedard weekend. Anaheim, Columbus, tomorrow night, Chicago, Arizona. Must watch TV right there. Wow,
true.
Those are their home dates too. I think every team's got like home dates they submit every year. And Anaheim's, I think, is Friday and Sunday nights. So all their home games will usually be on those nights.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think of that area too, like concerts and stuff like that. So they got to submit everything. That's why the schedule's like that sometimes.
Yeah. Makes sense. Tomorrow though, big schedule night around the NHL in terms of the Western Conference race. Dallas is in Calgary, Vancouver in LA. So we're rooting for the Canucks there. And then you have in the afternoon, actually, Winnipeg, Nashville. What a massive game that is. And then Edmonton, Seattle at 2:00, our 15th birthday bash at the Pint. I'm going to be behind the bar serving up some drinks, hence why I'm staying well hydrated today. Looks at this.
There's water and beer.
That's a good point.
St. Patrick's Day, man.
Yeah. But it's going to be great. It is sold out tomorrow. Nick's going to be there. Jay Rosehill is going to be there. Your co-host, the Germans, are going to be there as well. The Pint is going to be rocking. Doors at noon. Watch party at 2 as we celebrate 15 years of Oilers Nation. Going to be a good time. Let's move towards the end of the show here. Get to our Betway wrap. I did not hit my bet yesterday of over 1.5 power play goals. Liam, did you hit yours?
I went 1-2. I hit, so
I what missed was your game day big bet?
Oh, McDavid 2+ points. Yes, I hit that one.
Yeah, you hit that one.
So I went 2-3 then.
Okay.
I forgot I made that one. Draisaitl missed, but he hit the post on the empty net, which was brutal. But I had McDavid 2+ points with 3.5 team goals. That was tough to get out. So
we got there though.
But ended up in plus money.
What do you like tonight?
What do I like, Aaron? Tage Thompson.
I like how you submit these and then you always forget. So it makes it sound like you're reading off a prompter.
It's been 31 minutes since I submitted them. How am I supposed to remember? Tage Thompson hit his shot prop in back-to-back games. And then Johnny Gaudreau has hit his, I believe, in 3 games in a row. So they're in the tank bowl. Maybe they won't be shooting the puck, but we'll see. It was, 2 games in a row, Johnny Gaudreau. 6 shots against San Jose, 4 against LA. Still 2.5, minus 125.
I like that. That's a good spot there.
But Dodd would be nice between Gaudreau and Patrick Laine.
If you're talking about a team that could turn it around the quickest, it actually is probably the Columbus Blue Jackets with Connor Bedard, right? They kind of went all in this year. They fell flat on their faces and it's whatever. But like they get Werenski back next year. I like them in the crease with Daniil Tarasov. That forward group looks legit as well. Yeah.
They need like 7 centers, though. Who's your 1C? Boone Jenner?
But if you had Rozovic, Bedard, you'd be running, obviously, Jenner. They got Kent Johnson.
Rozovic.
Sillinger.
I don't know if they deserve him, though. Like
that fan base shows up, man.
They do, but like you sign Johnny Gaudreau and then you shit the bed, man. Like
Tyler's a Columbus guy, though. Don't let him fool
you. I love Columbus. I've been there. I'm the first to go out there and pump Columbus. Great party city, by the way. OSU there. But you get Johnny Gaudreau and you shit the bed the way they did. Like, it's embarrassing. Yeah. You don't deserve Connor Bedard.
I want Bedard in Vancouver.
That'd be cool.
That was my.
I don't fuck them.
Said this at the start of the season.
They don't win lotteries. We know that. They never win shit.
Yeah. For, they also like. I mean, do they really deserve him?
No, they don't at all.
That organization.
Quaz doesn't deserve to be happy. Most importantly,
who deserves Connor Bedard then?
Anaheim
Oilers.
No.
No,
fuck that.
Columbus,
team.
I think, does.
Anaheim, I will never forgive them after the Ryan Kesler incident.
I think Arizona, like you guys will laugh, but I think Arizona does. They played their asses off this year.
Yeah.
I mean, the franchise.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, but they played their asses off. Like even last night, one of my bets, I thought it was a surefire Rick Tocchet revenge game, his first game back in AZ since they didn't renew his contract, and they beat Vancouver, who's been like one of the hottest teams in the league.
Yeah.
Like, every game they're competitive. I would say that about Chicago too. Like I give those teams credit because from day one, we knew they were going to be shit and they still showed up, which is good.
My bet is actually, even though they're not dead last, is Chicago wins it somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just seems like that's what's going
to
happen. Detroit,
that'd be cool. They're too far away. Probably they'd have to really shit the bed late to get like a 5% chance even, but that'd be a market I'd like to see them in.
Yeah,
yeah, they got some work to do if they want to go to the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a lot of work. Checking in with the chat, Descra says Bedard is not going to a Canadian team. Pretty sure they said the same thing about Connor McDavid.
11.5% chance.
And Yakupov.
Nailed it.
And yeah, yep, they did say Yak would not go to a Canadian city.
One of the greatest Oilers.
Son of a gun. All right.
Yakupov.
Big shout out to our friends at AMA Travel. Again, the Germans are here having an awesome time because of the German Nation vacation. Shout out to AMA. Shout out to Sports Closet, sportscloset.ca. We're driving Nick to the Kingsway location to get him that Jack Campbell jersey right away. Tomorrow, Sherwood Ford, Giant Game Day edition of the show. Same time at noon. I will be live at the pint when the doors open. So we're going to have that all ready to go. So the show's running at the same time on Saturday as well. Shout out to Betway, 19 plus. Please play responsibly. And Star Mechanical. Nick, thanks for hopping on the show, man.
My pleasure. Thanks for having
me. One more thing, Tyler, please. Yep. Neil Yakupov has 6 goals and 4 assists for Omsk Avangard this
still
year.
Playing?
So, mm-hmm. So,
any other former NHLers on that team?
Give me a second, Liam.
What was your favorite Neil Yakupov? Sorry, I was just thinking of
favorite Neil Yakupov. Failure.
Former Oiler Anton Belov.
Oh,
he's on that team. He is. Come on.
Boy, Belov, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I got a great Yakupov story first. So I used to work at NHL Network Radio years ago when Neil was on the Sarnia Sting in the Ontario Hockey League. Mm-hmm. And so I used to do updates for this channel on Sirius XM, and it was right before Yakupov was to get drafted. And at the time, he was going by Niall. So really? I said, Niall Yakupov. And next thing you know, I got an email, or I think it was like a DM on Twitter from like this OHL guy who was like, yeah. So Neil was listening. He didn't like the way his name was pronounced. Pronounced Neil, not Niall. That's how he wants it pronounced. So I'm like, oh, excuse me, buddy. Like, yeah. And he did nothing in the NHL.
Well, he did have that one knee slide.
Yeah, the knee slide.
That's number one memory.
Blues that classic Ray Ferraro call on him as well.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.